We're on page Gimel Amid Beis. We're going to start again four lines in the top, because we just started like we're in the middle of it. The Gemara is discussing when does grain, when does fruit, when the vegetables become enough ripened that it halachically demanded to give ma'aser from it. And they want to talk about a third before. I mean, it depends obviously what it is that we'll learn now in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tanan Hasum learned in the Mishnah. It says the following: Ha'ed is rice, Deichin millet, Pragin is poppy, Shumshim and sesame. She'ashrisha lefnei Rosh Hashanah, that took root before Rosh Hashanah. Misashin l'sha'avar. So then the ma'aser goes in the past year. Because remember, we learned that you're not allowed to separate ma'aser from one year on the next. So if it took root before Rosh Hashanah, it's called the old year. And therefore, umutarim b'shvi'etz. Therefore, if the next year is a sabbatical year, Shemitah, it doesn't have a din of Shemitah because it grew in the third year, in the sixth year. Vim lav, but if they didn't take root before Rosh Hashanah, so then they basically grew in the next year. So then, asurim b'shvi'etz, they have a din. It's forbidden in Shemitah because then they're called growth of Shemitah. Umesashin l'shana abba. And you give ma'aser for the next year. So Gemara is thinking a very simple thing by these things. It's not a question of a third. It's not a question of half, whatever. If they take root before Rosh Hashanah, it's the past year. If they take root after Rosh Hashanah, it's the next year. Amar Abba, so Rabbi said, Amar Rabbanon, the rabbis, the Chachamim say that Elon, a tree, these are all poppy, rice, millet, but a tree, Basar Chanot, you go when the tree emerges with the fruit. That's when a tree is considered ripened, that if you depend if you go by the past year or the next year. Tvua v'zeisim, but produce and olives. Basar shlish, you go after a third. Okay, not when the fruits come out, but basar when it's a third. Then it says, yerek vegetables, basar lakita. It goes by the time when it's picked. Okay, so the Gemara says as follows. The Rabbi said a statement. The Rabbanan say, trees go by when the fruits come out. Tvua v'zeisim, grain and produce, meaning grapes and wine, go by a third. Vegetables go by when you picked. So the Gemara says, hani, these ones that we just mentioned before, rice, millet, poppy, and sesame, kamancha v'in Rabbanan, what are they likened to? Because this concept of taking root, we never heard before. We heard by a tree when the fruits come out. We heard by tvua v'zeisim when it's a third. We heard by vegetables when you gather them. But where does he get this concept of that it's from the time of it takes root? Hadam Merava, the Rabbi said, he explains why. Miteich shasim pirachim pirachim, because they're crumbled a few at a time, meaning they're harvested, they're cut a few at a time. The Chachamim go when they take root. In other words, you can't go by when they're picked like vegetables because they're never picked at the same time. In other words, the Chachamim have to give an amount that should be a normal time. Vegetables are usually picked at the same time. So therefore, vegetables, you could say, when is the time when you pick them? Here, you can't say when you pick them because every rice, millet, and that stuff is picked at a different time. So the Chacham therefore instituted this is different. You know, the Gemara's question is, why aren't these things vegetables? I mean, they should be sesame, poppy, rice. I mean, they grow on the ground. Why shouldn't they be vegetables? So the Gemara says, because these are not normal vegetables. They're not picked at the normal time. Like, they're picked at different times. So Amar Le Abaye, so Abaye said to him, I don't understand. Because of that problem, you give it a new time. He says, V'yitzpe gereine l'teche. Why don't we say when they're picked? Meaning, Abaye says like this, let them go by the time they're picked. I they're picked at different times. So he says, let them, let the farmer, the one that's harvesting this, let them put the entire thing into the middle of his threshing floor. And he'll give from the new on the new. And min ayoshin shebei al yoshin shebei on the old for the old. And he's going to explain what this means. But Abaye says, we have a different alternative. Put everything in middle, put all these millet, rice, and poppy, whatever, put it into the middle of the threshing floor, mix them up very well. So even though they might be old and new, it doesn't matter. Because they're mixed so well, you'll be separating old and old and new and new. And the Gemara says, where do we see such a concept? Mile Tanya, did we not then learn? Rabbi Yosi ben Kifer Amar Mishum Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Rabbi Yosi ben Kifer said the name of Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Pol HaMitzri. Pol HaMitzri is an Egyptian bean.
A bean.
Some people call it a cowpea, whatever. It's basically an Egyptian bean. Mm-hmm. The Shazar Lazarus planted for seed. In other words, the Gemara says there's certain, like this Pula Mitzri, sometimes, like he says, sometimes they planted for to eat the seed, and sometimes they to eat a seed or for the greens, the pods. Sometimes they're grown for the seed, sometimes they're grown for the shell, for the pod. So he says, if it was Shazar Lazera, if it was planted for seed, Miktsasi Hishish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, and part of it took root before Rosh Hashanah. Miktsasi Hishish Lach Rosh Hashanah, but part of it took root after Rosh Hashanah. So the question, what do? Because Rosh Hashanah is the cutoff point. But now you have one harvest. Some of it took root before Rosh Hashanah, some of it took root after Rosh Hashanah. And it's very it's impossible to know what did what. What do you do? So he says, Ein tarmin u'maisin mizal zeh. You're not allowed to separate maiser, one from the next, because it's 1 year for the next year. Right? Those that took root before Rosh Hashanah is the old year. Those that took root after Rosh Hashanah is the new year. Why? Because you're not allowed to separate maaser from new grain and old grain, or old grain and new grain. So what do you do in this case when it's all mixed up now? What do you do? Okay, to the way, so what does he do? So the Gemara says, he piles everything in the middle of the threshing floor, and then it comes out that you give the new and the new, and the old and the old. Okay, what happens over here is as follows. Okay, we'll still soon with the Gemara. So he says, what do you see from this? You see from this that when you mix it together well, so you end up taking from new and new and old and old. Mm-hmm. He says as follows over here. Okay, well, we'll see in a second. So the question is, why can't you do it the same thing over here? Why do you say it's the time it takes root? Why did you do a simple thing? Just think over there by the Pula Mitzri. You don't go by when it takes root. You mix it all together and you do it that way. Why can't you do the same thing here? Amalei said, Rabbi said to Abaye, Rav Shimon Shazuri Kohamed. You talk about Rav Shimon ben Shazuri. He holds a completely different thing. Rav Shimon Shazuri Savar Yesh Bila. He holds that you can blend a mixture and they are evenly distributed. He says if you blend new and old together well, then new ends up to be on new and old ends up to be on old. But Rabbanan Savri, Rabbanan hold, ain't Bili, you can't do such a thing. So therefore, the question is, like he explains at the bottom. He says, Reb Shimon Shazir maintains that they're based on when they take root. Such harvests contain both old and new beans. He allowed to be tied to God only because he maintains the dry mixtures can be mixed evenly, and so the maize will contain the same proportion of new and old beans as the remainder. In other words, it says like this, if you mix them both together, let's say, and you take off 10% from the whole thing, he says, Rav Shkond, Rav Shimon Shazuri, he holds dry substances can be so well mixed also, okay, that when you take off 10%, you're taking 10% of old and 10% of new. So bottom line is, even though this is all mixed together, But in this 10% you took off, half of it is old and half of it is new. The Chachamim hold, you can't do this by dry things, only by liquid. The Chachamim hold, if you mix, let's say, old and new liquid, then it becomes so mixed together that if you take off 10% of the mixture, you're going to be taking off half from the old, half from the new. By dry, the Chachamim say you can't mix it well. So when you're going to take off 10%, let's say you have 50 barrels of old and 50 barrels of new. Yeah? So you have really 10% would be 5 barrels of old and 5 barrels from the new. So Reb Shimon Shazuri says when you mix them up well on the threshing floor and you take off 10 barrels, 5 are going to be old and 5 are going to be new. So what's the problem? The bottom line is you took off 5 old and 5 new. That's what you have to do anyway. The Chachamim say you can't mix well like that. You can't mix dry things like that. So therefore he says if you have rice and millet and poppy and all that, you can't just put it together, mix it together and take off 10% from the mixture, because according to the Chachamim you're going to end off not being evenly old and new. And that's no good, because you can't separate old from new and new from old. But Reb Shimon Shazuri says, so of course according to him you could do it. But we don't hold like Reb Shimon Shazuri. We hold like the Chachamim, that you can't mix it together. So he says, what am I supposed to do with the rice and the millet? Therefore we have no option but to say, you have to separate from the time it takes root, old and old, and new and new. Because we are pushing no other eights. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchok ben Nachmani, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yitzchok ben Nachmani said in the name of Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yosi ben Kifa, Sha'amar Mishum Reb Shimon Shazuri. The halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazuri that you could mix. And therefore you can mix it all together and separate from the old and the new because you're basically going to be okay.
The Chachamim went over it an individual.
Usually. But in this case, because it was two opinions. Rabbi Yosi ben Kifur, who said the name of Reb Shimon ben Shazuri. So they both held like that. Reb Shimon ben Shazuri held like that, and Rabbi Yosi ben Kifur held like that. Once you have two, it doesn't go in this in these halachas many times. It's not a bezdin, that they all sat together, and therefore the din is, you go by the majority opinion. Different chacham say different things, so once you have two opinions, they can argue against 10. If it's 1 against 10, then the halacha is not like the 1, except in exceptional cases.
What is the rov? The rov is...
Yeah, but the rov is only applying when you have a bezdin. They're sitting in one place, and there's a halacha shailu, or a psagdin, and a bezdin. So then the Torah says, present, you go by the majority opinion. But 2 can argue on 10. If you find in the Gemara, 2 people, 2 tenoim arguing against 10, it doesn't mean the halacha is necessarily like the 10. It could be, but it's not necessarily. But the Gemara is going to say, the Gemara is going to ask, Shmuel never said such a thing. He's saying that in the name of Shmuel, the halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Shazuri. That if you mix it up well, even dried substances like rice, millet and all that stuff, you can mix it up well to such an extent when you separate 10 barrels, it's 5 and 5, 5 old and 5 new. But he said, Maskalor Rav Zeta said, Me am Shmuel hachi. Can Shmuel say like such a thing? But Shmuel said, Lakel ein bila, for everything there is no blending except wine and oil, because they're liquid. So Lechayit of Shmuel said that the only thing you can mix is liquid. How could Shmuel say that Halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Shazuri that says even dry things you can mix? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's contradicting himself. So the Gemara says no. Ishtamitze, Reb Zeira forgot another din Shmuel said. That what? Hakel elechacha gemar peide. Everything goes after the completion of the fruit. Meaning, everything goes by the time they reach full maturity. In other words, Shmuel argues even on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, millet is when it takes root. Shmuel says, it's not true. Kidneys, legumes, like rice, millet, all that, goes by the time it's finished. So Rashi right away asks, how could Shmuel argue on a Mishnah? Mm-hmm. Shmuel is not a Tana. Sometimes Rav, About Rav, the Gemara says sometimes Tanahu Palig. We find a few, but a number of places in the Gemara when the Gemara asks a question on Rav from a Mishnah, the Gemara says, "What do you mean, Rav? Rav argues. Rav can argue a Tana." Shmuel, I think it says once or twice in the entire Shas that Shmuel is a Tana. As a rule, Shmuel is not a Tana. And obviously, an Amreda, meaning the person from the Gemara era, cannot argue on a Mishnah. It just doesn't work. He's refuted if a Mishnah says differently than him. So Rashi says, how could Shmuel say that even kidney is called by the fruit, when it's ripened, when a Mishnah clearly says it goes by a third? Mm-hmm. So Rashi answers, Shmuel obviously had another Tana that we don't know about. Because Shmuel, the rule was, every Amreda had to know every Mishnah. Brisa, they either knew or didn't know, because Brisa wasn't formal. So either they heard of it, they didn't hear of it. But Mishnah, Shmuel knew every Mishnah. Trust me, Shmuel knew every Mishnah. So you can't say Shmuel just argued against the Mishnah. So obviously Shmuel knew of an opinion that we don't know about, Rashi says, that Shmuel had another Tana opinion somewhere that he learned that argues on the Mishnah, therefore Shmuel holds like that. So therefore he says as follows, if you talk about rice, poppy seed, millet, Shmuel Take, that's not what Rav Shimon ben Shazir is talking about. Because Rav Shmuel holds by rice, poppy seed, millet, and sesame, it goes by when it's finished. And Rav Shimon ben Shazuri's din is talking about an Egyptian bean. It's a completely different thing. It's too similar, too opposite, two different dinim, so it doesn't matter. So now the Gemara says, "Utsricha, I need Shmuel to say all three rulings." Now, Shmuel said three rulings before in the Gemara. Number one, the halacha like Rav Shimon ben Shazuri. Number two, Shmuel said, there's no blending by solids. And the third thing is, kidneys are when they ripen completely. L'cheir, it's all the same din. Why does Shmuel have to say it all three times? So the Gemara says, "Di yeshmin halacha k'Rav Shimon Shazuri." Because if the Shmuel would only hold like Rav Shimon ben Shazuri, I would think, you know why Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon ben Shazuri? Because he holds Yashbila, that there is mixing by everything, even by dried goods. Kamashman, so he says, no, that Shmuel holds are called Ein Bila, that there is not mixing for everything, only liquids. And if Shmuel would only tell me the din, that there's no mixing by everything else except liquids, I would think you hold the Chachamim of Rav Shimon ben Shazuri, and that you don't put it in the floor and mix it all together. Kamash Malatzi says, Halacha Rav Shimon ben Shazuri. That he says, Halacha Zayk Rav Shimon ben Shazuri. And if he said these two, that Allah is a Rav Shimon ben Shazuri, and that there is no mixing, I would think there's a contradiction Shmuel and Shmuel, because by the rice and millet, he says by the time it takes root, and why does he change it? So he teaches us that everything goes after the finishing of the Peri. And if each Shmuel would tell us that everything only follows by the finishing of the fruit, Havamina would think, Hafilu Tvul Vizei Tsunami, that even grain and olives also go by after the time of maturity. Kamash Malon, Aloha Krab Shimon Shazuri. The Gemara says very simply, Shmuel said three dinim. The Gemara says, why does Shmuel have to say the same thing three times? The Gemara answers, it's not the same thing. Just because he holds a Rav Shimon ben Shazuri doesn't mean he can't hold there's no mixing. And that's because he holds there's no mixing doesn't mean maybe he holds a Drabanan. Maybe he holds that even Tvuot Zeisim go according to maturity, not according to a third. So, the Gemara says Shmuel has to say all three dinim. But Lepoel, Shmuel Paskins, the halacha of Rav Shimon ben Shazuri, that holds, what do you do by an Egyptian bean? What you do is you put it into the middle of the floor, and you mix it together, and you take old and old and new, because it's all mixed. By fruit, by sesame, poppy, all that, Shmuel holds you go by the maturity of the fruit. Our Mishnah says, when it takes root, Shmuel found another Mishnah that says differently. Okay, so these are the dinim which Shmuel says. Because the Gemara asks now, b'may defligi. I mean, the Gemara says lishmein and adi tarti. Why does it only say? Why doesn't it just say two? Let him say that Allah like Rishimin ben Shizuri, and it goes by the maturity of the fruit. Lakel ein bila lomali. Why does he have to tell me there's no mixture? That's understood already. There's no mixing. Based on the other two dinim, there's no mixing. So he says kamashmal, and he tells us the liyayin v'shemin yesh bila. That for wine and oil you could mix if it's liquid. In other words, Shmuel's not only telling me you can't mix stuff. Shmuel says you can't mix dry things. But if it's wine and oil, then you could mix it, separate the 10%, and you considered separating new and new and old and old. But that's only by liquid. By dry substances, Shmuel doesn't hold that you're able to mix. Because you still can't mix it well enough that when you take off 5 barrels of this and 5 barrels of this, you're taking 5 barrels of old and 5 barrels of new. That doesn't work. But by liquid, wine and oil, it does work. Okay, now the Gemara says, it's a new piece of Gemara. We said before that fruits, besides wine and grapes, go by the time the fruit ends, finishes, the maturity. Okay? Where do we learn this out from? This is what the Gemara is going to do now. The Gemara said a statement before that fruits go by the time you pick them off the tree, meaning full maturity. When you pick them off the tree, that's when you have an obligation to separate ma'aser. So the Gemara says, where do we learn this out from? Okay, so it says in the Torah, "Ba'os b'chol bat yom tov of Sukkis." Tzav Tanya Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, "Ba'os b'chol migon chol miyikvecho." That the Torah, the festival of Sukkis, is when you gather from your threshing floor and from your wine press. Goncha is the garden, is the threshing floor, meaning like the silo, and miyikvecho is the wine press. So, what is the yom tov of Sukkis? That when you, the time of year when you start gathering things from the wine press and from the threshing floor, that's when the Yom Tov of Sukkos is. It's a floor that they bring all the grain in and they start threshing it. You know what threshing is? Threshing is when you have a wheat, yeah. So there's a seed inside, and outside is a very very thick shell. Okay, so now they have machines to do it, but in the olden times what they used to do is they used to have animals. Animals are very strong, right? Stronger than people. So they put all the stuff on the floor, and then they would bring in their ox and cows, and they would have them walk around on all this grain. What did they do? Because they're so heavy, right? They weigh a lot. They crack the heavy shell. Okay, so now the heavy shell becomes loosened. That's called threshing. Okay, then the second step they do is what's called winnowing. Now today we have machines, they don't have animals doing it. It goes in the machine, does everything. The winnowing. That's why the Lamed Tes Melachos. You're not allowed to plow, you're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to cut, and you're not allowed to chedesh. Chedesh is plowing. I mean, threshing. Not chedesh. Chedesh is the plowing. But what did they, disha, dosh is threshing. So then the next thing they do is, so now you have, the wheat is inside this hard shell, right? But it's loose. How do you separate the shell from the seed from the hard shell? So they would take them outside and they would throw them up into the wind. Mm-hmm. Now the seed was heavier, so the seed fell down and the straw blew away in the wind. So that's the way they separated, understand, the seed from what's inside. But, huh? But first, what they had to do is thresh it. So they had a threshing floor. They brought all the stuff into the threshing floor, right? And then afterwards, they brought the animals in to walk on them. Huh?
Step on it.
Now you get it? Okay. That's what the threshing floor is. Huh? You learned that in Shabbos?
Yes.
Huh?
The book on the Shabbos Melachos.
Yeah, that's one of the Lamed Tes Melachos.
I saw a picture, I think, of
that. Yeah, that's what they used to do. Now, they don't do all that. They have easier things. They have a machine, they put everything straight into the machine, and the machine already takes off the hard thing and takes off the seed, and everything is separated.
It's cleaner.
Huh?
Cleaner.
It's cleaner, easier, quicker, yeah. Probably and cheaper. Mm-hmm. That's why on Shabbos, you can't squeeze juice out of a fruit, because that's the separation of what's inside the fruit from what's outside the fruit, right? And that's the same thing as threshing. Threshing is to separate the kernel, the seed, from the outer shell.
When you do have to make kiddush, can you do that?
What?
Separate vine.
Yeah, but we're talking about squeezing wine out of a grape, oh, or squeezing orange juice out of an orange. It's part of the Melach of Dosh. Okay. So Tanya Rabbi Yisag Lili, Emir Rabbi Yisag Lili says, Ba'as b'cha migarncha imikvecha, that the Yom Tev of Sukkis is when the 7 days, when you gather from the threshing floor and from your wine press. So it says, Ma'agedim v'yakav miyuchadim, just take something from the threshing floor, grain, and the wine press is, K'shedeilin al mei shana sha'avra, they grow from last year's water. I'll explain this in a second. They grow from last year's water. And therefore you separate Maisir from the past year. Anything that grows from last year's water, you take Maisir from the last year's fruit, which excludes vegetables, that grow from next year's water, and therefore misashin l'shana ba, you take ma'aser for next year. What does this mean? It says as follows: certain things, if you bring down begashmis, this portion is the chachamim knew agriculture. Okay, he says as follows. The Gemara said before, wine and olives go by the time they reach a third. That's what we said before. Fruits is when they come off the tree, and wine and olives is when they grow a third. He says that's when they finish growing. The formal stage of growing is the third. He says if they cut down, it's not going to regrow. Now, if they grow a third before Rosh Hashanah, and that's the real growth of the olive, to the extent that they bring down over here, that if you cut them off before they reach a third, you cut them off after they reach a third, a new grape won't grow anymore. If you cut them off very young, then a new grape will come out. But if you cut them off after a third, no new grape is going to grow already. Now therefore it says, if it grew a third before Rosh Hashanah, even though the pearl is going to keep growing after Rosh Hashanah, two-thirds, so maybe it's the next year's fruit, the Gemara says no. Grapes and olives, the pearl, they grow, a third is the main growth. And that's the whole nourishment. They just keep maturing later. But the main growth is from the first third. So if it reached a third before Rosh Hashanah, so that means it grew from last year's rain. Vegetables, on the other hand, grow more through the new rain. So even though they hit a third before Rosh Hashanah, it's not the ultimate growth of them. They keep on maturing. And this is two-thirds versus a third. So Yerokas, vegetables, they grow on the New Year's rain, meaning they keep growing. You don't go by a third before Rosh Hashanah. And that's why the Gemara said before that vegetables is when the time you gather them. That means if vegetables grew a third before Rosh Hashanah, and two-thirds after Rosh Hashanah, they go on the new year. Because when did you pick them? in the new year. But olives and grapes, the din is that if they grew already a third before Rosh Hashanah, even though they go two-thirds after Rosh Hashanah, and you pick them after Rosh Hashanah, they're still on the first year. And the Gemara says, why? Why is this? Because wine and grapes are nourished primarily in the first third. This that they grow later is just additional stuff. The main thing is the first third. Vegetables are not like that. Vegetables grow more on the new rain, on the new year. And over there is two-thirds and a third, so you go by the time you picked it. That's what the Gemara is saying. Rabbi Akiva, Eimer, Rabbi Akiva says another thing. What does it mean you're threshing floor and wine press? Just like grain is miuchadim, is unique. Shegdel and arev mayim, that they grow from common rainwater. They're not irrigated. They're not irrigated. Rashi says that grain and grapes grow basically from rain, not from irrigation. Not that you water it. They basically grow from rain. So he says, just like grain and wine grow in a way that come in rainwater, therefore they go by the past year. Therefore, anything that grows with the majority of rainwater, therefore you give it tithe on the past year. Yotzi Yerokish, which excludes vegetables, shegdelen al kol mayim, that they grow on all water. Because Agrashi says, rainwater is not enough for vegetables. You have to water them separately. So therefore he says, umisashin lo shanaba, therefore they have to separate mice and shanaba. So it's interesting, Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, Lucheda, say the same thing. They say, wine and grain go by the previous year, vegetables go by the next year. The only difference is how they learn it out. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that just like wine and grain grow a third before Rosh Hashanah, that's the main growing, vegetables don't, so vegetables go for next year. Rabbi Akiva says no, it matters in the rain. Grain and wine that grows from rain only, so it goes in the past year. Other thing, vegetables that grow on irrigation go in the next year. So basically they're saying the same thing with a different reason. But obviously if they're arguing, there has to be a halachic difference between them. Right? Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, this grows a third, and this doesn't grow a third. Rabbi Akiva says, this grows on rainwater, and this grows on all water. So what? What's the difference? The Gemara says, "My binayu." They both agree that fruit go when you emerge a third, and this go. When they grow, and vegetables go by when the next year. Rabbi Abu says the following: what are they arguing about? Bitzolim asarisim with their inuk onions. Inuk onions. It's a small onion. Whatever, doesn't sprout green leaves. And Egyptian beans. That's where you'd have a halachic difference between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. What's the difference? The Tanya, because we learned in the Mishnah, betzel masarisim, these onions will pull amidst in Egyptian beans. Shemon amir maim shleishim yem lefnei Rosh Hashanah, that you don't give water 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. You don't water them 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. And like Rashi says, this was done, that they should become hard. They wanted them hard. So how did they make them hard? They're not watering it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so when they finished, they were hard, rather than soft from the water. So they have, what's the din? Misashin l'sha'avar, they go ma'isif from the last year. U'mutarim b'shvi'is, and the mutar in shvi'is. V'im lavin, if not, that means you watered them 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Asurim b'shvi'is, and they give ma'aser for the next year. So the Gemara says this is the argument between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Chachamim. What does this mean? Rabbi Yossi Aglili says this Mishnah is right. that if you held back water 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, they go on the last year. If not, you go on the next year. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that if you don't give them water for 30 days, they're only growing from last year's water. Therefore, it goes only last year. But Rabbi Kiva, it says they need irrigation, so it doesn't matter that you stop giving water before or not, because you're going to give water later anyway. So according to Rabbi Kiva, this Mishnah would not be correct. So the argument the Gemara said between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva would be by this onion and by this Egyptian bean, if it goes by last year or by the coming year. But that's it. Okay, now the Gemara says, Be'echa b'shvat Rosh Hashanah l'ilan. B'shamah you held that when's the new year for trees? Again, for mice and all these things, when's the new year for trees? Rosh Hashanah, I mean, we know it's Tu B'Shvat. That's Basila's opinion. B'Shamay says, Rosh Chodesh Shvat. The first of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for trees. So the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason why the new year for trees is Rosh Hashanah? Everything else is Tishrei, vegetables and grain, I mean all that. Why the new year for trees is Shvat? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yeshia, Rabbi Elazar, and said the name of Rabbi Yeshia, held the Yotzeret Gish Mishana, because by then most of the rain's finished already. But most of the winter season hasn't come yet. The Gemara is going to ask what he means, but the Gemara say very simple. Why is Shvat the cutoff year, cutoff point for the year? He says as follows: most of the rain comes before Shvat, but it's not most of the, in Israel. But most of the winter is not done yet. Meaning as follows: you have He explains over here very simple. The rainy season in Eretz Yisrael begins the 17th of Cheshvan, and to the Kislev and Tevis in 15 days of Shvat is less than 3 months. Okay, so it's 3.5 months of rain, and what's left is Shvat Adar and Nisan is only 2.5 months. So most of the rain is done already. But the winter is not done yet. But the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean? The winter is not done. Most of the winter is also done already. But the Gemara is differentiating now between rain and winter. Rain, the Gemara says, is until Shvat most of the rainy season. But most of the winter is not until Shvat. So the Gemara says that's why Shvat is the cutoff point for trees. So Gemara says, Maikam, what are you talking about? What does this mean? It's a hachi kamer. This is what it means. Alpha b'sherev t'kufa mibachutz, even though most of the winter is yet to come, because you have Shvat Adar and Nisan. But hel v'yotzerev gishmi ashana, the fact that most of the rainy days come, meaning more than half the rainy season is done, so therefore Shvat is the break off point for the new year for trees, because what do trees need? Rain. Okay, so therefore Tu B'Shvat is considered the rain is the past year, and then the next year after Tu B'Shvat or Rosh Chodesh Shvat it goes on the new year. So the Gemara says Tana Rabbanan, Rabbanan learnt you better stop here, there's no piece of Gemara. The Gemara tells that Rabbi Kiva took an esrog and it did 2 maisfis, one by Shammai and one by Beisilu. Because he took the esrog on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Now, according to Beisilu, it's 15 days before the new year. But according to Beisilu, it's the new year already. So, you have old and new and old, new and old, it's a problem. So he did both. Okay, we'll see.